Feitner Boat Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From boat lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, sure visit Feitner Boat Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in...
Appreciate you being here. Michael Dougherty is the founder of the Justice Society in Atlanta with a mandate to end persecution through process by training Davids to defeat Goliaths. Well, the Justice Society has filed a new lawsuit, Dougherty versus Raffensperger. It's the only existing case that can change the outcome of the 2020 national elections by challenging as invalid the Georgia Senate races. Here's part of what Michael Dougherty said. The case does not rely on the anecdotal evidence of ballot harvesting, dead citizens voting, or stuffed ballot boxes to seek to overturn the Georgia Senate election. The case is different because it involves a solid, objective examination of whether the voting machines used in the election meet the required Georgia statutory standards. And the answer is, they do not. Since they do not, this election must be invalidated. So says Michael Dougherty. He's here with me now. Michael, this is quite a lawsuit you've put forward. Where did you get the thought to pursue this? How long has it been in the works, and where are we in the process?
Well, good question. Good morning. I got the thought when, because I've been sort of battling the feds. I mean, I haven't been battling the feds directly. I've been trying to expose how they actually work for about a decade. So over that time, you get to know people. And we just have this general unease in the election results and the process. And, you know, we think it's been going on for a long time. There's just death by a thousand cuts. There's always these little things that are ignored. You've observed the courts not taking up any election fraud at all unless you can come to the court and say it changed the result, which kind of binds your feet. But in Georgia law, you know, you are required to make sure that things are proper ahead of time and that and you're required to investigate valid notices. And you're required to not make any agreements that can compromise elections. And all of this, we felt, was directly against Georgia law in 2021 and before, in 2020 and in the last 20 years. And it's at a tipping point.
So tell me, what is the foundation for the lawsuit then? Because you are doing something different here. You're not dealing with the presidential election or the outcome back in November of 2020. You're looking specifically, I believe, at the special election in January of this year.
Well, we're looking at right. Part of the argument is that the election wasn't conducted properly as required by law. We're trying to really stick to the law, Georgia state law, because judges, want everything within those four corners, which is reasonable, I think. And so we're saying. And the runoff gave us more time, quite frankly, because election law is supposed to be done really quickly. So because essentially, because we had till February and we could observe everything, because we had to file within 5 days of the Secretary of State ratifying, that meant we didn't have to run around in November because there was a runoff in January. So we had time to observe and information gather and analyze. That was a huge benefit. And we had time to observe everyone else's mistakes. That was a huge benefit. And we have to just stick within the law and the arguments. And so we don't go slamming anyone or going after Dominion. We don't do any of that. We just like, here's the law. It wasn't complied to, period, the end. And that also meant that the Stacey Abrams consent decree violated the officers of the courts of the state's responsibilities. The Dominion software didn't allow the type of access that is required by Georgia law. We don't vilify Dominion. We're talking about just conforming with the law and what's required by the people in the state that aren't protecting election integrity.
Let me ask you this. When people look at the case, Michael, and they say, okay, the machines did not meet the threshold required by Georgia law, is it close? Or is it not even close? Because that's, you know, that'll be the spin. Well, you know, it's a technicality. It's barely this. It's barely that. And the Georgia voters have spoken and so on. I mean, you know how they'll spin this. Georgia has spoken, the right of the people, blah, 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 right?
Well, they're always going to do that no matter what. But the ground has softened as far as this goes. And we have got some, we're well aware of that. And we know it. But look, Purdue really really didn't, you know, he got into a runoff just by the skin of his teeth. And for the evidence that we're bringing together, we want to survive the motion to dismiss, and then we survive the motion to dismiss, and then we're off to the races, because we feel like that Purdue should never have been in a runoff. And this is why, and we can't make those numbers up. Everyone knows it was that close. It was super, super close that got Purdue into runoff, and it shouldn't have ever even happened. Well, right there, that means the Senate's red. Because what's got to happen here is that the runoff has to be considered invalid, and there has to be a new runoff. And
would it involve both senators or just one? Would it involve both?
Well, it will involve both, because the entire runoff would have to be redone. But, you know, it depends on what the court rules and the court finds when, you know, it depends how things pan out, as if they even see
that. All right, you understand this as well as anybody.
Being a runoff.
You understand this as well as anybody. I've got a pretty good handle on it, but you understand it better than most. That's the process. And the process is a long, grinding, devastating, demoralizing freaking road that'll grind ordinary men into dust. I mean, a year, then it's two, then it's 10. You've been down this road. So this process, for it to have any value whatsoever, can't take that kind of time. How do you move this process forward, and where are we?
It's different in election law. It's in the law that it must move quick. I mean, election law is very, very tight and short, and we got in under the wire. You have 5 days to file after the Secretary of State ratifies, and it's built that way so people can't tie people that are elected up by the feet in court. So, and we've seen them kind of sit around in some of these cases anyway. That's where it gets activistic. But now that we've been assigned the judge, we should start rolling. I mean, we should be having a lot of things coming up in the next 60 days.
So you have a judge in the case. But here's my question.
We have a judge.
All right, so here's a question for you. Things are being passed in the United States Senate. Today they're going to debate, you know, federalizing elections under the For the People Act, which is anything but that's a different story. These things get passed. $1.9 trillion in spending gets passed with these two Democrat votes from Georgia. What happens to all that legislation if the election is deemed to be invalid?
I have been told, and I'm not going to stand on it completely, I've been told all that rolls back. We understand the real world in this country right now. And so there's a long road to get to before that happens, because you've got to get to the stomach and the nerve of the establishment in this country. And so win or lose the battle, I don't think I lose the war, because we want this to be watched and public. We want to see how our Supreme Court and our people are going to defend the topic of election integrity.
Michael Dougherty from the Justice Society. Greatly appreciate you being here. This was just filed on Sunday. We'll keep a close eye on it. We'll keep you on the red phone, speed dial, of course. But as things move along, please keep us in the loop. It could change everything, and it's a different approach, and it's a fact-based examination of Georgia law. You say they simply did not meet the standard. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, sir.
There you have it. Michael Dougherty, everybody. Look it up. The Justice Society battling Georgia. And by the way, Perkins Coie parachuted in. That's Hillary Clinton's law firm, because they realize it's a dangerous lawsuit as well. We'll be right back.
Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems, visit Whitener Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
Summer's around the corner, and Grilla Grills want you to kick it off with an awesome new grill. Enter the Independence Day giveaway at SteveGerber.com. Click on the Grilla Grills banner for a chance to win a brand new Silverback Alpha Connect. With Grilla Grills' newest Wi-Fi enabled pellet smoker, you can control your grill from anywhere. Fire fired up, set temperatures and alarms, and get instant troubleshooting help all from the palm of your hand wherever you have service. Grilla Grills is family-owned and veteran-run. It's a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this summer. Support local businesses like Grilla Grills. That's GRILLAGrills.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.